I think human beings have long had the desire and longed for the experience of connecting with the divine. It's who we are. We long to be connected to the divine in our life. We long to be connected with anything that reminds us that the divine wants and longs to be with us in a deep way, and struggle to find us and let us know that he is with us. Our experience of the holy, our experience of sacred or beautiful places that reach into our being and call the divine out of us is something that we carry with us in many different ways. And each of us has a kind of, I think, different experience of longing for the divine, sensing the divine's presence in our heart, and being able to try to live with that. Think of some of the beautiful spaces maybe that were suddenly important to you and then became a place where your heart was held and it called you to return, either in person or to return to those places through your memory, through your desire, through that deep sense that you have of being touched by the divine, by the love of God who is with you. Sense of peacefulness. Sense that filled you with goodness. Maybe a sense of energy in your life that is new, or a sense of completion and fullness in your life, or even safety and a sense of relief, the divine coming to you. For me, that experience happened the first time I saw, actually the only time, that I walked out on one of those platforms in the Grand Canyon. Anybody been there? It was a moment and it was my adult life, but it was a moment when I walked out there and all of a sudden just overcome and began, I brought tears to my eyes, really. I began to cry a little bit. It was powerful and a strong experience. And we hear that, well, here it's a mountaintop experience. We know what that means. Many of us have had that experience of being placed high or being called high into God's divine love. Let me share another example with you. It's a different kind of example, but for me it was also a sense of a mountaintop experience. And it happened at a retreat gathering that I was part of, and it was a gathering many years ago, I think. Actually, not so many. Several are. But the person directing the retreat shared about being at a funeral of a Jesuit who had died in the Jesuit retirement community outside of Detroit. Maybe some of you have been there to Colombier. That retirement community also had been a community that was original. For those who desired to enter the Jesuits, they had to come there for their novitiate time. I think there are some people here who know what that's about in your religious life and longings. But anyway, this priest that was in charge kind of wanted to speak to an experience that some of the Jesuits who had come to this place had begun to know. And they were in a really a group of other Jesuits, and they'd all experienced something that had been life-changing in their time of entering the Jesuits, and especially then at times when they were really moving and moved beyond the divine, not beyond the divine, but moved with the divine into a future of their life, in which they were gathered together. And the retreat director said, was shared this. He said, what I recognized and what I heard is that they were all talking about certain things in that neighborhood, in that land, that were very important to them. And we might say they were talking about mountaintop experiences that had called them beyond themselves and into what they experienced as the divine. And it helped them and led them to make life-changing decisions. And they were all taking time to share with one another these certain spaces in this very sacred place that helped them to know who they really wanted to be and called them to be that person. It was clear to the retreat director that for these men, the places that they pointed out to each other, the places that they talked about, the places that they shared together were holy and sacred and divine places. Special places, like divine-like shrines etched in their hearts as important memories where they had met God and God had met them and God had called them to who they really wanted to be as vocation, as Jesuits, serving God's people. I suspect it was for them moments like the deep faith moment of Abram that he was called to in the first reading. A reading in which God sent Abram to guide his people to unknown places in their life. Places of importance, but importance because they were of God. A human connection with the divine, a connection longed for, a connection of the unknown that required faith and love and the ability to let go. Maybe it felt like today's gospel also, the transfiguration of Jesus, coming right after Jesus had revealed to his disciples that they would experience the reality of his path to the cross, and that their discipleship would embody that very same path that he would take to the cross, to the love of God, to life. And Jesus, likely knowing that he was giving them information that was probably a little bit too difficult for them to bring into their hearts, too difficult a piece of information for them to handle easily. So in the gospel reading that we have today, Jesus invites his disciples to go up the mountain with him. In that action, the mountain became a sacred place for the disciples that they would not forget in their journey with the Lord. A place of light, a place of revelation, a place of confirmation that Jesus was the beloved Son of God. A place in which the disciples felt called to listen to him, as was God's request to them. Listen to my beloved Son and the truth and the love of his life with you. And so in a new and faith-filled way, the disciples themselves began to recognize a path to discipleship that was of God, that moved in their heart, that called their heart to new sense of who they were as disciples of the Lord, of the Beloved. It was a memory that Jesus placed in their hearts and hoped would help them and help us in our own faith journey to rediscover again and again our faith that calls us to let go of things that hold us back from trusting and entrusting our own hearts to the God who is love and the God who is life and the God who calls us to let that life and that love continue to transfigure us as we live our lives in Christ Jesus. And as we hear Jesus' command, as they heard the disciples today, rise up, and do not be afraid.